You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
From grandmothers who whispered in their baby girl ear, to fathers on dimly lit street corners instructing young soldiers to always keep their eyes open, you be queen. You were fire. You were passed through centuries on the hands of your daughters. They called you wisdom. Proverbs. On the backs of diamond-eyed schoolchildren who grew into hymnals recited by amethyst-holding urban philosophers who recited neighborhood commandments out of the windows of restored El Camino chariots to keep the warmth in their blood. Be wise. Be smart. Be black opal, brown quartz, bloodstone, and prayer. Be every form of gem. See, king told scribe, scribe told son, son told wife, wife told her daughter, and daughter told the ancestors, and the ancestors told me that you would come to give wisdom to thousands. They said you would come, dropping gem, dropping gem.
Hey, welcome back to the show, episode 18 of the Dropping Gems podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Debbie Brown. You know, every time I hear this show, I gotta say, or I should say, if I don't say so myself, our intro is pretty fire. I love listening to that. Sometimes I do it with my eyes closed. One of my dearest friends, Nnamdi Okafor, who's an immensely talented poet, created that piece for me. Let me just do like a little Easter egg behind the scenes right now. He created that poem for me. And, you know, my inspiration for it was when I was in college, the Common B album had just come out, and or I had just discovered it at that time. I don't remember, but it was one of my favorite projects. And at that time, I had this like hour long commute going to school every day. And I would just listen to it on CD just over and over and over again. And one of my favorite parts was towards the end, the Pops reprise piece, where there was that, you know, really gorgeous speaking over music. And it was like, you know, be the fish that swims the fastest out of 500,000. And, you know, it just always brought me hope when I heard it. So when I decided to do this podcast last year, which shout out to us, this is our 1-year anniversary. When I decided to do the podcast, I wanted something like that. I really wanted spoken word. I really wanted something impactful being said with, you know, a very emotive, and big voice. And so my boy Nnamdi delivered. And then the music was actually created just for us too by another friend named Day One, who's an awesome producer, done a lot of music. And I told him, I said, I want some instrumentation. I want some production that sounds like a mixture between West Coast G-Funk and elevator music. So I wanted it to be like my West Coast roots, but also peaceful. So there's that. that you'll never listen to it the same again. So I love our intros. So shout out to them for that beautiful work. All right, today's episode. So what I wanted to do this episode was share with you this really gorgeous meditation that I did with one of my dear friends, one of my favorite human spirits in this world, my girl Tracy G. And I know probably a lot of people listening are familiar. If you are not, Tracy G is a phenomenal woman who is just a light in the world. She is the co-host on the Sway in the Morning show on Sirius XM. She has an amazing brand called She's Beauty and the Beast. She does gorgeous affirmations. I mean, she is just one of the most poetic people I've ever met and truly has a divine gift for using words to create connections of just true depth. So I adore her. I celebrate her work. And I just love knowing her and having the beautiful sisterhood that I have with her. So when a lot of this stuff first kicked off, all of these hashtag Rona things, you know, she and I were both in a similar headspace where we were like, how can we serve right now? You know, what is a way that we can connect with people and just really have beautiful sharing and beautiful conversation? And so she and I decided to do a Zoom meditation. And I believe we ended up doing the meditation with about 500 people live, or at least that's as many as registered for it. For this meditation, and it was a mixture of me leading a meditation and Tracy leading a really gorgeous affirmation session with these affirmations that she created that literally brought me to tears. So it was a really special moment. It helped me, I think, maybe more than I'm assuming it helped other people, because I didn't realize till we finished how much I personally really needed that moment. It really helped me get grounded. It was a reminder for me in the first, you know, week or so of this enforced social isolation. It was a reminder for me how desperately my spirit craves being connected to the things that set it on fire, you know. And it really helped me set the tone for what I would be doing with my social isolation and really kind of lit a fire under me to keep creating so that I didn't get stagnant and dragged down by some of the anxiety of this moment that we're all having as humans. So we did this beautiful meditation and I decided to share it with you on this episode. So I'm about to click play on it and we are going to get started on this really beautiful about 45 minute affirmation and meditation session. And Tracy and I also really kind of explored our thoughts on everything going on. And we answered some questions that came up in the Zoom. And there were some really deeply insightful things that happened in that Zoom chat that you'll be able to listen in on too. So my recommendation for listening to this episode is to go somewhere really comfortable, really private if that's possible, and really quiet if that's possible for you. I definitely recommend listening to this episode maybe with your headphones if, you know, you got some little ones running around the house or just, you know, some noise happening in any kind of way. Get some headphones or put this on in like your Beats Pill or, you know, whatever kind of speaker system you have, because I really want this audio to engulf you. I really want you to imagine as you're doing this meditation that this audio is hugging you very deeply and supporting you. And get comfy. Sit comfortably, wear something comfortable. Remember to just be relaxed as best as you can. And here we go.
I love you, Debbie.
I love you.
You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. Soul. Thank you, my love. I put a little bit of effort. I'm going to see what this is.
Oh, I love about. Those lights.
Thank you. They're from IKEA.
No.
Yes.
Oh, they're gorgeous. Is it two or is that a reflection?
No, there's two. Yep, there's two.
Oh, I love it.
Debbie, do you mind? Can you lead us in prayer real quickly?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, my girl.
Mother, Father, God, we come before you in this moment with our hearts so open and expanded to your radiant love. We ask that you please beam light into us, use us, flow through us, allow your divine will and peace to seep out of us and guide us as we connect with your beautiful fellow children. Please help us to be grounded. Please help us to tap into the deepest parts of our inner knowingness and our divine connection. We humbly ask, God, that we are allowed to serve in this moment and create a grounding, safe place for the people we are connected with. We ask for this or something better for the highest good of ourselves and those connected to us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I definitely need this just as much for myself as I need to, like, share this with others, you know?
I really realized when I was reading your affirmations and I read that one about the inner child, and I literally, my eyes like filled with water, and I was like, oh, I really need this.
Girl, I was like, okay, vulnerability, I'm gonna let you take lead. I don't wanna, like, cause you know, sometimes with our work, very sneakily, it could become performative, you know?
Yes.
Especially because we're now using our voice in a different way, where in the beginning, it was a performance, you know what I mean? In radio.
Yeah, so true, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so I always just have to, like, even for instance, like, shooting out to you if we should have this on Zoom or on Instagram. And the reason why I wanted to have it on Zoom private, even though, like, I realized with Instagram, and it can't Instagram live, and it can be great because so many people in that moment can come in and it's very easy and accessible and we ain't got to do all these other like XYZ type of spin moves. But sometimes just being on IG live, I have to ask myself, is there any part of me that just wants to be seen doing? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so
I hear that.
And if there is a sprinkle of that, then I'm like, okay, Tracy, like, let's recalibrate. Like, what is the actual intention of this? And I was like, okay, we need privacy right now because a lot of our emotions are coming. Yes, it's great that we're all home and we can connect, but there's also like a hyper connectivity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've been seeing how so many of us are on like social media way more.
Yeah.
During this pandemic.
And I think for two, like for light work like this, it's just so important that we honor the space. Like this is a little bit different than like maybe if we're sharing like a yoga practice on live or something that people can pop in or out of.
Mm-hmm.
But like we really want to seal this off and hold space. So we don't want people popping in, popping out, getting distracted with the comments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Zappy. Those comments during IG live, oh my goodness. Especially someone like me who can be like very allergic to linear thought. I'm like, bruh, it'll just take me to a different place.
Yeah, I think, you know, I was giving that a lot of thought too, because it's like, of course, it's like everyone hits you like it's, they're the first ones that thought of it to be like, oh, you should go live. Oh, you should do meditation live. Oh, you should. I'm like, cool, cool, cool. You don't really understand the way that I like to do this work. Like, I don't think that, like, I want to have some parameters because, you know, a thing that I think not enough people necessarily know to take seriously is like, we are activating people on a spiritual level when we're doing this work connected with them.
Yeah.
It's so irresponsible to activate them without built-in safety.
Yes.
And without ensuring that they are hearing the opening and the closing. Because in this work, it's like you have to send them off with light so that they're not out this raw open wound in the world trying to energetically figure it out. You know, like we have to hold space for the energy, close the energy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, girl, that's so true. Completely. All right. I'm going to hit broadcast. That's cool.
Ah, hold on.
Okay. Okay. Shout out to lip gloss. All right. Let's see. I have never done this before.
You put this on my story too.
Okay, we have 17 participants, 20. Yay! Welcome, welcome. You're totally free to speak, Deb. For everyone who is logging in right now, just do us a favor, jump into the chat room and let us know that you can hear us clearly, that you can see us clearly as well. Hey, Malik. Okay. Wonderful. So we're going to get started in about 5 minutes so that everyone who signed up can slide through and get a slot. Yes, Debbie, let me smile.
Yes.
I love that the L word is popping off from the back of your phone. I love you right back.
I need all the love I can get, right?
Yes. Oh, and some of you guys have already started this. I love it. Let's share where we're all residing currently.
Yes.
Where are we all seated in the present moment? I'm in Brooklyn, in Prospect Heights, to be exact. Hey. Debbie, where are you at?
I am in California, Los Angeles.
Yes, I can tell by the sun just kissing your cheeks right now.
When I tell you, I have never been more grateful for the sun, you know, like really that solar energy, that groundedness is really helping me mentally right now. I'm not sure how, I know in New York it's the same. I'm not sure in some of the other areas people are checking in from, but we are on lockdown here. Mm-hmm. And so we're in the Safer at Home Act. So we're not leaving.
Right.
The sun has meant.
We actually have some people. Oh, I hope also just a FYI to everyone, even though I'm pretty sure because we have some smart souls in the digital space here. Technology can get a little rocky, especially since we have an overflow of people who are moving into digital platforms to hold spaces like this. So give us a bit of grace if the tech goes in and out. And also feel free to let us know in the chat because we may not be aware of it in the moment. And so we can definitely collaborate on holding things down with our sibling called Wi-Fi. So let us know. Checking in from South Florida. Montreal. What's up?
Atlanta, DC, Jamaica, Queens, North Carolina, Maryland. Wow, I saw Dallas. Wow. I'm surprised I don't see any of my H-Town folks.
H-Town, come down. By the way, I put this on my stories, and please let me know if y'all co-sign this, even though I will question if you don't, silently though. Freaking Beyonce's Coachella album. I don't want to call anything the soundtrack to this pandemic because that just doesn't, like, no. That is not a fun, like, Wikipedia fact, but that has been holding me down. Mm-hmm. Just to, like, you know what I mean? Make sure I have all these different versions of myself that are along for, like, this odyssey that we're on, you know? Yeah. I do have a side of myself that is worrying. I have a side of myself that is ready, like the soldier. And then Beyonce just comes in like, bitch, well, no matter what, we gonna slay through this shit. Like, that's it. Yeah. All of these feelings, especially because when I listen to it, Beyonce has moments in Coachella where, and just all of her albums where she's very vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? But no matter what, and we know that vulnerability can just a lot of times feel really crappy because you're gifting it to someone who may not be responsible in your eyes with such a fragile state that you're currently in, right? It feels like they have all this power to harm you and not help you. But the fact is, all of these dark moments in Beyonce's life and the obvious light, whatever, but they all are ingredients that mix together create the most fucking powerful tour. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it was so necessary for the personal heartbreak that this woman went through, like the turmoil. And when you look at it in isolation for her and whatever those mirroring experiences for ourselves are, they suck. But then when you zoom out, when you look at it as an ingredient and not the final product, just an ingredient, it's like, wow, look at the potential of this. Mm. Does that make sense to y'all? Debbie, does this make sense?
1,000%. Yeah. I think especially when we got to see that behind the scenes look at how she crafted that performance, and you're really understanding like the mental fortitude, the resilience that it took. Mm-hmm. It was such a mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical transformation for her.
Yeah. You know,
that is the recipe for like a divine shift and unlocking that level of pressure that you spoke to. And that's us in this moment, right?
Like exactly.
Very, very literally us. It's, we have this really, aside from some of the stressors, aside from maybe some of our fears around our basic needs and our futures and the uncertainty, obviously,
yeah,
you know, we have this really gorgeous, gorgeous opportunity in this moment to become something we've never been, you know, and it's so rare for those moments. A lot of us get to those moments in spurts, usually through pain, usually through something really frightening or really difficult and challenging. And if we kind of stay connected to ourselves, we're able to push through and we have this evolution, this new version. And I think in this moment especially, there is such a gorgeous opportunity to come on the other side of this in a couple weeks, in a couple months, so profoundly different, so elevated, so evolved, and really unlock layers of ourselves we haven't seen yet. You know, this is like it's a divine timeout kind of, you know, it's
absolutely.
Like God said, I need you to sit and process. And I think a layer, and I know we talk about this, Tracy, like a layer, that I think will help kind of put this into perspective is over the last 3 years, we have been experiencing growth at such a fast pace, collectively, societally. We have been unpacking trauma. We've been having high-level, difficult conversations about things that have plagued us as humans since the dawn of humanity, right? Like, that's no small feat. That's heavy work. Like, these conversations, this trauma, everything from the Me Too movement, you know, addressing misogyny, addressing racism, addressing, you know, gender biases, like sexuality, like we are having conversations that none of our elders had collectively as a society ever since the dawn of time, right?
Yes.
But there's a big piece in that because we are learning the phrases, we're learning the words, we're learning what the feelings mean, but we're not given the space to process. And the most important ingredient for the recipe of growing self is process.
Yes.
So, you know, for me, I kind of, and granted, I want to share with everyone, like, yes, I'm all about that peace life and I do have a lot of tools, but I also am taking this moment by moment. You know, I'm experiencing disappointment. I'm experiencing a little bit of grief. I'm experiencing some fear, but when I kind of reframe it for myself, I say, wow, you know, this is truly collectively, we could be creating an entirely new world in this moment.
Come on, man. Absolutely, Debbie. Thank you for all of that. What really struck out to me when you're calling it a divine time out, if we've always been conditioned to look at timeouts as space for punishment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But also a timeout is space for enhancement, you know? Like, think about how in order to like reflect, you have to slow down. Like, things have to kind of disintegrate, evaporate, just shut off, or at least pause for a second because of all the different voices that are outside of us. And our inner voice, or the way that I receive God personally, and y'all let me know if you relate, but God has all the patience in the world. So he, she, or they ain't gonna yell.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna yell. They're just gonna wait for us to figure out that it is time to be quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what, Tracy, the thing that comes up in that, I think for people that makes it a little more charged and difficult. Mm-hmm. So many of us are not used to ever spending time with ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And that's where so much fear comes in. Now you're locked in a room with a stranger, you know?
Oh,
and
my gosh. Yes.
And there's
a stranger that's been family this entire time. And you know what I often say is that strangers are just family you have yet to meet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strangers are just family you have yet to meet.
Still love. They're still the frequency of love. We are still all children of the divine, you know, we are still interconnected with pieces of each other. So that stranger is still like this glorious version of you that you haven't tapped into yet. And, you know, it's like all of us, it's like when we really look at this divine timeout, we are stripped of everything that could be an obstacle in us meeting the deepest parts of ourselves. Amen. So many of us can spend our entire lives never meeting ourselves because we are being distracted. We are being distracted with things, with events, with family, with the roles that we play for people, with job titles, right? And so we just keep piling and piling. Now everything that you ever thought gave you worth is being taken from you. Now every type of performance-based lifestyle, curation, conversation is being stripped from you, and you have the opportunity to really, really know yourself.
And your value system.
Yes, yeah.
And be able to have the time to create edits, because so many of us have just been on autopilot.
Yeah.
And so until the car itself runs out of gas, that's when you realize, yo, I don't even like this car I'm in anymore. I don't even like this trip I'm headed towards anymore. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And a lot of you guys who are familiar with myself, you know that like my love language is analogies. That's just how I'm able to understand. I think, Devi, should we give it 2 more minutes till 3:15?
Yes.
How does that feel for you?
Yeah, that's great. Let me check in on a couple of these comments.
Yeah, in the chat.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, this is really the moment. I'm very in alignment with that VHS. This is the moment to access levels of self-awareness you've never touched before, you know? And as with all new things, and it's just human nature. It's like, we can be everything at once. We are souls and spirits having a human experience, but we also have to lean into the fact that we are half human, you know, like our humanity is very real, and it's okay to experience the full emotional spectrum of what being a human is, you know? So it's like, we have to lean into that fear. We have to also call it out by name. And that's the thing that I think will be super important during this time. Don't feel ashamed for feeling. Don't be ashamed of yourself for feeling. Call out what that feeling is. Give yourself the power back by calling it out by name. Check in with yourself. I'm feeling disappointed. I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling like I don't know who I am right now, and that terrifies me, you know? And then dig a little deeper. When did that feeling first come up for you? What other parts of life have you experienced that feeling in? Let's start giving more depth to our emotional language so that we can understand it, process it, and then dissolve it and be done with it.
Right, completely agree. And you're not getting any answers without questions. So it's okay to feel uncomfortable with self-inquiry, because we've got a lot of time to find comfort within it. Yeah. Come on, Debbie. Yeah. You already know.
We want to know everything about everybody else on a daily basis, right? That's why people are locked in gossip Instagrams. That's why we watch news and TV and reality shows. That's why we're detectives, you know, we need to be. We always want to know everything about everyone.
Right.
Opinions and judgments.
Meanwhile,
what do you know about you?
Exactly. Our heart is like, yo, bro, I'm a social media platform. Scroll through everything that I've been hoarding, that I need to release, that I've been feeling. Our brain is like, hello, sign in.
Yes. Post,
comment, upload.
I have to shout out this comment, Tracy. Tiffany Nicole said something really beautiful. She said she's been saying to herself in the mirror every day. Oh no, I just lost it.
Oh, I see it. I see it. Scroll that. So beautiful. I can pick up. She's been saying, "Nice to meet you," to herself, and in the evening, I enjoy. Wow, Tiffany. Moment of silence and praise for that. What? Wow, Tiffany. Oh my. Woo. Okay.
In the evening, I enjoyed my time with you today. Woof. Oof.
You see, and this is why community, we are not meant to just be alone on earth. I was just saying this to you, Debbie, the other day, like we are not meant. Yes, we have our own personal journeys. Absolutely. And at the same token, we have our friends side by side, ahead of us, behind us, following whatever. But like, damn, Tiff, we needed that. Okay, Tiffany. I feel like Tiffany officially like kicked this off. I feel like she's the catalyst for us like now formally beginning this meditation and affirmation session. Woo! So that's Tiffany in the chat. Find her. I'm Tracy, Tracy G, dubbed by Sway Calloway, Tracy Garrard, dubbed by my family, my parents. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with me, I'm an on-air host, I'm a wellness artist, I'm a writer, I am a fellow earthling who is so happy that you guys made the time to join us in this space, to get off of social media, and to just have some privacy so that we can explore without judgment, without distraction, without hyperstimulation, you know? And I'm also a fellow earthling who has been feeling all the feels, y'all. And in the sign up, I saw how a lot of you guys are also experiencing this time. And some of y'all are worried as fuck, and I get it. Some of y'all are exhausted. Some of y'all are inspired. Some of you guys are uninspired. Guilty. If you're on my IG stories, I was speaking about that a little bit last night as an emotion that has been a visitor within my body. What else? Confused. But I bring this all up because even though this is like a grocery list of emotions that I just ran through, the point is, as individuals and as communities, at small and at large, our emotions have shifted to the max, and they have done so without our consent, it feels like, right? Or not even feels, like the facts are, that is, it is what it is. Like, that's just the flex of a virus, right? And so there are, like Debbie was saying, because I've been building my own like personal development, hashtag self-care, what have you, toolkit over the years, there are things that have been helping me. And what I have found to be the biggest pieces of treasure in that chest are the basics, the power of my breath, like deep in the Buddha belly breath, you know what I'm saying? And then also the power of my words. And I look at both of those things. Also, if you've been following me, you know that affirmations are my jam. I create what are called audio vision boards. And over the years, as I've just looked at all the internal dialogue that's been really messy and brought out my Swiffer and just got things as polished as they could be, like I recognize, and also with my yoga teacher training program I'm in, that breath and words are really a GPS for us, right? And so we can feel like we're moving in all different directions, but I wanted to create this space with such a dear friend of mine, Debbie Brown, so that while we're feeling everything, we can feel our way back to center. So that's the intention for this afternoon. Debbie is here with us. She's gonna be leading us in meditation. She's also a Deepak Chopra certified meditation teacher. I just had to make that a highlighted moment. But beyond all of that, I think with even more permanence, she is just an astounding, striving soul, you know? So I'm going to give it away to DB over there.
I am so grateful. I love you, Tracy. You are just such a pure, shining light. And I'm just grateful for you sharing yourself with the world in the way that you do. So excited for your affirmations. Like, our kind of run of show for this is we're going to do this meditation. I'm going to play some sound bowl. And then we're going to have these exquisite affirmations that Tracy created. And she gave me like a little bit of a preview of the affirmations earlier, and the second I read it, my eyes filled with tears and I started crying. I was like, I need this. So I'm really excited for you guys to experience that. So my name, for those that don't know me, I'm Debbie Brown. When I used to work in radio, I used to go by the name Debbie Dev. I've had the chance to do radio in a few different states and places. But for sure, on the last several years, I've been fully on my wellness journey. I started a business called Karma Bliss. My desire is to support women of color and hold space for their healing of generational trauma in a way that I haven't found fully expressed in the wellness world. Still kind of very a polarizing place. I do have certification from Deepak for primordial sound meditation. I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner. I'm a Reiki healer. And I have just kind of devoted my life to being a seeker and finding answers and observations about myself and the world that I live in. So I'm really excited to do this meditation with you guys. I would love to start by just kind of getting really grounded. So we're going to get into a little bit of pranic breathing and do some deep breaths. I want to share with you guys the crystals that I have out for this. This is chrysocolla. I love this stone.
Hey, Miss Cola.
And this kind of really invokes, and you can kind of see it on it a little bit. This kind of really invokes like divine flow, like fluidness of water, this real gentle guiding on your journey, really connects to some of your interior wisdom. And then I also have this piece of Herkimer diamond, which really connects you to some divine clairvoyance. So this is like a crystal that is all about tapping into the deepest layer of that beautiful intuition that we have been gifted by Source, and really unlocking some of our spiritual guides and creating some channels for them to speak to us a little more clearly. And then after we do some of this breathing, I am going to invite you to open your eyes before we start the meditation, because I have a couple things I want to share. Then we're going to close our eyes. Then we're going to meditate. All right. Ready. So right now, let's sit really comfortably wherever you're at. Can everybody hear me okay? Just like give me like a thumbs up or a heart. Let me know you can hear me. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. I see it. Perfect. So wherever you're sitting, if you're at your computer chair, if right now you're lounging on the floor, meditation is about being comfortable, not sitting perfectly like this, though you can. But you know, like if this is comfortable, if leaning on the wall is comfortable, then do that, whatever feels good. Just try to make sure you're not really holding any rigid space inside of you. So let's gently close our eyes right now as we do some breathing. Let's make sure that our shoulders are relaxed. And even now, if you kind of want to do some wiggling, throwing your shoulder backs, do a couple shoulder rolls. Right now, I just want you to invite in a feeling of loosening, a feeling of being undone. Let's relax a little bit. If you feel like your tongue is pressed against the roof of your mouth, just gently let it go. And we're going to do a series of five breaths. And as we do this breath, we're going to inhale really fully, imagining our lungs filling like balloons, just really inviting in some expansiveness. And then we're going to hold that breath at the top for a few seconds. And we're going to release with an out loud sigh. It'll sound something like this. I know that might sound a little extra, but you're probably by yourself or socially isolated. So just really have fun with that. Like, as you're releasing through your mouth, I really want you to envision that things are coming out of you, you know, that any trapped energy, any stagnant energy is being loosened and released from your body, from your cells, from your heart, from your shoulders, from your organs. Let's really purge out. Let's gently, beautifully release these things that don't serve us. So we're going to do this 5 times. Eyes are gently closed. We're sitting really comfortably. And let's inhale through our noses and expand as deeply as we can those beautiful lungs. Let's inhale. Hold. Release with sigh. We're going to do that 4 more times. Let's inhale. Inhale. We have 2 more times to do this. As we do this, I really want you to fill those gorgeous, life-giving, vital energy lungs. Fill them to capacity. Hold at the top. Exhale with relief. Inhale. And if it feels good on this last one, we're still sitting comfortably, eyes gently closed. As we exhale, you can even throw your head back with that sigh if that feels okay. Let's inhale. Let's continue to sit comfortably. Eyes still gently closed, body still nice and relaxed. When I was getting ready for this session today, I cleansed my space. I lit some copal. I cleared the energy. I was really deliberate and purposeful in trying to release any stagnant energy that has gotten maybe stuck or trapped in the last few days, the last couple of weeks for me of this social isolation, this collective undoing and unpacking and unlearning. I then pulled some of my archetype cards, and I really kind of asked Spirit to guide me on the correct cards that needed to come up for this moment and to fill them in that energetic space with light. And the cards that came up were, the first one was the archetype of eternal child, which brings forth the energy of determination to remain young in body, mind, and spirit, and the ability to see all things with fresh new eyes. I really love that archetype because that brings forth this space that we're in. We are all novices to what's happening in this unprecedented moment in history. Let's surrender to some of that newness. It's okay to not know it all, to not have it all figured out. The second archetype card that I pulled that came up was the archetype of the liberator. The liberator. Freeing yourself and others from outmoded beliefs, releasing negative thought patterns. This is the perfect time for that. Bringing freedom to self. Gently releasing and dissolving anything that's outdated, any core beliefs that are outdated that don't serve us. Releasing any narratives or negative thought patterns in this moment, releasing judgment of self, liberating self and those connected to us. And the final card that I pulled from my archetype deck was the alchemist. Transformation of base motives and goals and turning them into golden wisdom. We are the scientists right now. We are the spiritual scientists of self. We are the divine alchemists in our lives, creating these recipes, these beautiful calculations and potions of unlocking and transformation, turning something into something else, turning that coal into a diamond, into gold. So now, for anyone that maybe gazed a little bit right now, I invite everyone to gently close their eyes, to sit really comfortably for this guided meditation. And I'm just going to walk you through a couple thoughts and create some space for that stillness and silence. And if you would, what I'd really like you to connect with as we do this guided meditation, we're looking to experience what is known in meditation as the gap, this space that can last for just seconds, maybe even milliseconds, that exists between one thought and the next thought. It's the space of pure potentiality, the space that means everything and nothing at the same time. A lot of people stay away from meditation because they say to themselves, I think too much. There's no way for me to stop thinking. And to that I say, you are a human being. We average 5,000 thoughts a day. You're not the only one. We all do that. We're looking for those little micro moments, those brief moments of pure potentiality between one thought and the next. That's it. So just kind of really sit in some of this silence. And I want you to observe yourself. And these are the kind of moments that you're going to be looking to recreate as we move forward in this social isolation. Look for those moments between thoughts where limitless potential exists. Eyes gently closed. We're sitting comfortably. Take a moment, and with your eyes gently closed, I want you to try to look at the tip of your nose. For many of you, that feels like a physical response to zoning in, to really being able to focus in this beautiful field of expansion. So whenever you feel yourself drifting away as we talk, just try again to look at the very tip of your nose with your eyes still gently closed. And remember to breathe. Breathe in and out through your nose. When you breathe in and out through your nose, you're really giving yourself permission to access this deeper vital energy that is so nourishing to your body, mind, and soul. I want to bring forth right now the idea from the seven spiritual laws of success of the law of detachment, a space where you are not forcing solutions. You are allowing them to spontaneously emerge. Uncertainty is essential as your path to freedom. Uncertainty is essential as your path to freedom. I invite you to step into the field of all possibilities, none of them being right or wrong. They just are. Let us surrender in peace to the intuitive knowingness of divine timing. Even through the fear, even through the uncertainty, even through the boredom, when you really sit with yourself, the feeling that will resonate strongly is that intuitive knowingness that you are safe. You are safe. You are protected. You are provided for. In this moment, you are enough. Continue breathing in and out through your nose. In this moment, let us feel deeply rooted in gratitude. the gratitude and the deep knowingness that we are currently prepared with all of the tools that we need. You are ready for this moment. It's scary because you've never felt it before, but it doesn't mean that you are not prepared. You are ready. Right now, if it feels comfortable with your eyes still gently closed, I invite you to hold yourself. If that looks like a hug, right now I have one arm kind of draped across my waist and the other arm draped across my chest with my hand on my shoulder, and I'm just holding myself. Let's take a moment to hold ourselves, to feel complete, to feel whole, to feel safe. To feel compassion right now for ourselves. To hold space for compassion for ourselves and for others. To hug the younger little version of us that resides inside, that feels unsure, and invite him or her out to join us in this moment of awakening and ascending. Right now, as you're gently holding yourself and giving yourself the freedom of expression, the freedom of compassion, I invite you to open and expand your heart. Really, right now, envision beautiful light coming into your body, coming in through your heart, and opening, stretching what started as a small needle-sized hole of light trying to come in and out of a dark space. It's now stretching slowly, bigger and bigger and bigger. There is more light coming in and out. There is an effortless flow of abundance and love. Stretching open. And in the coming days and weeks and moments, I invite you, every time you feel tightness, every time your heart wants to constrict with your fears, to remember this moment where you had the beautiful ability to stretch it past the capacity you knew it to have. Let's take a moment right now. I'm gently placing both of my hands on my heart, one on top of the other, touching my heart through my chest, to offer yourself some forgiveness, to forgive yourself for being in judgment of yourself in this moment, to forgive yourself for ever imagining that your value and your worth was tied to your productivity. To forgive yourself for judging yourself as not being ready for right now. I want to offer you a gentle reminder that you are allowed to grieve. You are allowed to grieve your plans. We can mourn the version of ourselves that we're saying goodbye to right now. The version that we kind of liked. The one that was able to be in the world freely, could express themselves, could show up at work. We're allowed to grieve them. We're allowed to say goodbye for this moment. And we also have space to enthusiastically or simply observedly usher in the version of us that we will be when this ends. I can guarantee you with a certainty that only God can pour through me, that if you keep your heart open and you use this time to pour into yourself, you will come out of this as the best version of yourself that you have been so far. I am 100% certain, and I invite you to tap into that certainty, even in the moments that you are scared or just tired. Eyes still gently closed, inhaling and exhaling through your nose. I'm going to bring forth some beautiful frequency for your heart chakra with my sound bowl. So just enjoy this moment and continue to breathe.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Invite you now in this moment with your gorgeous, grateful, open, and expansive heart to very gently come back into yourself and come back into this present moment. If it feels comfortable with your eyes still gently closed, bringing hands to heart center in prayer position. And taking a moment to feel grateful. The light in me recognizes and deeply honors the light in you. Take a small bow to ourselves, to one another, to the divine. If it feels comfortable, let's gently open our eyes.
Girl, wow. Thank you, Dev. Thank you to the God that created Dev, the God that created Wi-Fi, the God that created every human that is joining us in this space and beyond this space, the God that is creating the beautiful bigger picture that is already serving us.
Mm. Wow.
Thank you. Wow. That's really good. I'm starting to feel tears well up, which is totally fine because as far as my experience, and please, yeah, cry, hug, because what Devi did for myself, and I think for many of you guys, is assisted in like peeling me away from my body gently, just so I could connect with something beyond the physical world that feels so crazy right now, you know? And when I felt like I just kissed the heavens and beyond, and it was ready to come back down because I had a reactivated sense of faith to come into my body, these tears are welcomed because I have a deeper appreciation for my humanity, you know? So, and a deeper appreciation for humanity at large. For my extended family. Wow. And the fact that there have been so many times where, you know, you start asking yourself, like, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to my family? Why is this happening to the earth? But also, if this wasn't happening, we wouldn't be here on Wednesday, March 25th, 2020, 3:48 p.m., to receive this experience, to co-create this experience, right? Thank you, Tev. Thank you, everyone. Like, full sincerity. Okay, so now that we're feeling so opened up, I'm gonna invite you guys to feel out, try on these affirmations that I crafted just for you, just for myself, just for this moment. Affirmations, especially when they're written by someone else, are always an invitation. So the option is always there for you to continue in stillness. Feel free to mute me if you just want to linger in what we experienced as guided by Devi. Also feel free to just hug on to the initial intention that you had here. But if something within is feeling curious, is feeling explorative, well then, let's go for a journey, yeah? So, I'm going to invite you to place your right hand on your chest, on your heart chakra. And everyone can hear me okay? We're still good? Yes, okay. And then with your left hand, I'm going to invite you to place your palm on your knee, face down for grounding, whatever that may mean for you, or face up for sweetness, whatever that may mean for you. And I'm going to take these affirmations. We're going to be doing three rounds. The first two all begin with I. I'm going to place them in the chat so they're easier to see. So you can feel free with a soft gaze to look at them, or of course, always welcome to close your eyes and you can just hear them. Okay? Okay, so beginning. I know that surrender is what allows my inner child to grasp the hand of God. Repeating. I know that surrender is what allows my inner child to grasp the hand of God. Secondly, I am learning to welcome both lessons in the night and blessings in the light. I am learning to welcome both lessons in the night and blessings in the light. Like every seed knows, I too know that even in stillness, a movement can dwell within. Like every seed knows, I too know that even in stillness, a movement dwells within. I am the seed, the soil, the weight, the rain, the growth, the sun, the stem, the fruit. I am all. I am the seed, the soil, the weight, the rain, the growth, the sun, the stem, the fruit. I am all. I believe there is room for everybody to feel everything. I believe there is room for everybody to feel everything. My peace is a weapon of mass construction. My peace is a weapon of mass construction. I open and seal every day with appreciation. I open and seal every day with appreciation. Because in the stormiest of hours, I know gratitude will float me above any flood. Because in the stormiest of hours, I know gratitude will float me above any flood. I trust that all the chapters in my life connect to create a story worth telling. I trust that all the chapters of my life connect to create a story worth telling. I know rest, laughter, art, orgasms, whatever feels good, doesn't diminish my efforts, but replenishes them. I know rest, laughter, art, orgasms, whatever feels good, doesn't diminish my efforts, but replenishes them. Even when I've fallen, I know there are blessings on the ground as well. Even when I've fallen, I know there are blessings on the ground as well. I am zooming out to see the bigger picture. I am zooming in to be the bigger picture. I am zooming out to see the bigger picture. I am zooming in to be the bigger picture. And finally, I can heal from it all and flip scars into strengths. I can heal from it all and flip scars into strengths. As you inhale, anything that resonated, anything that you identified as a family member or as a friend, keep it within you. Anything else can float away and find the right soul. Okay, my loves, for our next round, and I'm also taking into consideration time as well, because that is a factor to a degree. Now, what I would like for us to do is repeat these affirmations, but this time we're going to be sending them out to each other in this chat on Earth, wherever else another soul dwells. And I'm going to post this again into the chat. Hold on just a second so that you guys, I wonder why I'm having an issue here. Hold on. Okay. If technology continues acting a bit wonky, which is what it's looking like, I'm not sure why I can't paste, but it's fine. They're basically the same things, but I'm just replacing I with you. Okay? All right. You guys can still hear me? Yes? Say yes. Okay. Great. Gosh, Jolly. Thank you. Okay. You guys ready? If you want, again, one hand to the heart, another hand, palm facing down for groundedness, palm facing up for sweetness. This time we're gonna send out our affirmations for all of those who know they are in need, or who don't realize yet, or who just need a backup. You know that surrender is what allows your inner child to grasp the hand of God. You know that surrender is what allows your inner child to grasp the hand of God. You are learning to welcome both lessons in the night and blessings in the light. You are learning to welcome both lessons in the night and blessings in the light. Like every seed knows, you too know that even in stillness, a movement can dwell within. Like every seed knows, you too know that even in stillness, a movement can dwell within. You are the seed, the soil, the weight, the rain, the growth, the sun, the stem, the fruits. You are all. You are the seed, the soil, the weight, the rain, the growth, the sun, the stem, the fruits. You are all. You believe there is room for everybody to feel everything. You believe there is room for everybody to feel everything. Your peace is a weapon of mass construction. Your peace is a weapon of mass construction. You open and seal every day with appreciation. You open and seal every day with appreciation. Because in the stormiest of hours, you know gratitude will float you above any flood. Because in the stormiest of hours, you know gratitude will float you above any flood. You trust that all the chapters in your life connect to create a story worth telling. You trust that all the chapters of your life connect to create a story worth telling. You know rest, laughter, arts, orgasms, whatever feels good, do not diminish your efforts, but replenish them. You know rest, laughter, arts, orgasms, whatever feels good, don't diminish your efforts, but replenish them. Even when you've fallen, you know there are blessings on the ground as well. Even when you've fallen, you know there are blessings on the ground as well. You are zooming out to see the bigger picture. You are zooming in to be the bigger picture. You are zooming out to see the bigger picture. You are zooming in to be the bigger picture. You can heal from it all and flip scars into strengths. You can heal from it all and flip scars into strengths. If your eyes are open, I invite you to have a low, soft gaze or to gently close them if that feels safe. And as we take three collective breaths, I want you to imagine any of those statements, mantras, affirmations that resonated with you, that all of the words are now melting into a ball of light that's at the floor of your belly, and that's swirling and swirling and gaining strength and gaining width. And you see that ball, and as we breathe in, all the energy that we have, all the energy that is around us, may it give further life to that light within us. And as we exhale, can you take that light that is carrying all of your prayers, your affirmations, your intentions, allow it to travel through you and to beam out from the top of your head, through the earth, through the universe, and beyond. Deep inhale in, low belly, to the ribs, to the throat, hold. Exhale from the low belly, from the ribs, from the throat. Twice more, keeping in mind that image, breathe in from low belly, rising to the ribs, to the throat. And exhale, belly, ribs, throat. And finally, for our last breath, breathe in, watching the lights building within you, stretching beyond you. And exhale. Slowly flutter your eyes open. We still here, y'all? We still here? Yes, namaste, namaste. Thank you, everyone, once again, for your presence. Whew. This is such an opportunity for us to recognize the blessings that are here and for us to give gratitude in advance for the blessings that are en route. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all. I love you, Debbie. I love you, Lisa, Lauren, Ghislaine, everyone, 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 everyone. Also, if this really resonated with you and if you feel led to, we're going to have kind of like a digital tip jar of sorts. No pressure in the slightest, like sub-zero pressure. I'm not sure if I'll be able to copy and paste this. I shall try. Let's see if this works here. Okay. Giving you info for if you felt led. And also, me and Debbie, we're still going to be connected to y'all beyond this space. A lot of you guys have my email. Feel free to reach out, tracy@itstracyg.com. Yes, we can actually get that intimate outside of social media. But also, I'm at It's Tracy G on Instagram. My site is shesbeautyandthebeast.com. Debbie, you have access to this chat where you can type as well. Yeah, everyone does.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this was recorded, Anikia. Yes, so I'm going to email this to all of you guys. Also, I'm going to, if you're unfamiliar with my audio vision boards, they're basically affirmations like this, very modernized, but they are soundtracked by bomb beats by a good friend of mine, Glam, who's a hell of a producer. And I spoke to her yesterday and she gave me some production that's fire. So I'm going to see if I can make this into an official audio vision board and share with you guys. Oh, you're listening to Green Juice, but oh, Debbie, can you post the names of the stones? Yes, and Debbie also, she put, if you guys can all see, she put the name of her podcast, which is fantastic, as you guys know, because if you haven't heard, then you already saw this as like a spoonful of what to expect from her podcast, Dropping Gems with Debbie Brown, available everywhere. The new site, Debbie Brown.
Hey.
It's popping. It's sparkly. Yes, yes, yes. Also, my podcast is going to be returning in a few weeks. I did have, Debbie, I felt you when you said when it was to forgive myself for holding on to like plants. And yeah. So I'm just flowing, but I can say within the coming weeks, it will officially launch. We have all of your emails so we can share. Yay, thank you for your enthusiasm. Alente, I really, really appreciate that. So yeah, guys, this was so good. Once again, if you felt led to tip, I'm putting the info in there. But do know that you will be receiving an email with this recording so you can look back on it. You can have this as your own piece, as your own reset as we journey into the unknown.
Yeah, and maybe we can figure out a way to keep building in this beautiful community that was created today. Thank you guys so much for your time. This felt not just good for you, it felt really good in serving for us too. And I also want to share, Tracy shared the Venmo Cash App. That's mostly just to cover some of these costs because we ended up getting a lot more RSVPs than we were counting on. And apparently Zoom be charging. So
word up, fam.
But and still, I get no pressure yeah. whatsoever. But just so you know what stuff is going towards. Yeah. Really quick, I typed this in the chat, but this is Christ the Cola. And this was Herkimer Diamond. And thank you so much for all the beautiful comments about the podcast. I'm hoping to get a couple episodes out in the coming weeks. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I could utilize this gorgeous audio too and find a way to fit that in everything. My Instagram is at Devi Brown, D-E-V-I Brown. Obviously, the gorgeous Tracy G. And thank you for those affirmations, Tracy. You are exquisite. I just really deeply love being able to orbit that gorgeous gift of expression that you have been blessed with and that you share with us. You are truly poetic. You're such a wordsmith. And it really, those affirmations touch me in my gut, like in the depths of some of the deepest parts of me where some of my little monsters still reside. I feel like those words were able to kind of say, come on out, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful for you and your light. I love this space. Thank you so much, everyone. If you connected on here, the chat goes super fast for us, so it's hard to see everything, but I know I posted the flyer for this on my Instagram. Tracy posted it on hers. Mm-hmm. So any feedback you guys have, if you have a moment and you feel like it, please leave a comment on there. That way we can stay connected and make sure that we're able to like answer any extra questions. I know there were some questions about crystals and podcast, archetype deck, hit me in the comments on my IG and I'll connect you with all of the stuff, all of the
things. Yeah. I love. And you know what else? God bless y'all for taking initiative and just swapping each other's Instagram accounts right now. What? Yes. Oh my goodness. I'm so here for that. Man, come through. All right, y'all. Thank you. It's been real. It will continue to be real. And we will see you on the other side. Love you guys. Thank you, Devi.
Love you, Trace.
Yes, yes, yes. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
All right. Welcome back to the present moment. I hope you guys loved that. It felt really good for me to listen to it again. I also have that available on my IGTV. So if any of you guys were listening to that and maybe want to revisit it or share it socially, it's on my IGTV on my Instagram at Devi Brown. I think it's also on my business Instagram at Karma Bliss in video form. So you can actually watch us and see us and see some of the chat. So yeah, thank you. Thank you for joining us for that. That was a really, really special moment. Again, I have to shout out my amazing sister friend, Tracy G. Please connect with her on social. Connect. She has a gorgeous newsletter that she sends out that I love. So sign up for that. Her website is shesbeautyandthebeast.com. So yeah, she's dope. All right. So before we get out of here, couple items. I'm going to be rolling out a challenge, you guys. And this is going to be a really, really tight-knit community, but I want to do a challenge for the next several weeks. It's called the Divine Timeout Challenge. And we are going to be building our spiritual daily practices. And we're also going to be doing a lot of journaling exercises together and really using this moment kind of in the way that I spoke about in last podcast episode to commune with God and say, who am I being called to be right now? That is the statement that we are really going to be exploring with this challenge. So I'm going to roll that out. The way to sign up for it is only through some prompts on our newsletter. So go to my website, karmabliss.com. We have a tab page for the challenge to sign up. And then also you want to make sure that you sign up for the newsletter on that page so that you can get all of the information that you need as we do it. And we're going to be connecting every single day. So if that doesn't fit with your schedule, you can catch up, you know, but we're going to be communicating through text and through email and through that page on karmabliss.com every single day, really utilizing this time and diving into the parts of ourselves that we may have been avoiding. So if that sounds serving to you, and if you feel that you are up for that kind of challenge, please join us. I also want to shout out some of my IGTVs. Over the last year, I've been putting a lot of IGTVs on my Instagram at Debbie Brown that go over quite a few things that might be useful for you in this moment. So far I have IGTVs that cover about 10 of the books that I think are really important for radical self-growth and transformation. I also have meditations on there. I have crystal recommendations on there. And I have two IGTVs that I personally really love that were themes that were very important in my life. One of the IGTVs is called Spiritual Bypassing, and we're breaking down what that is. And then another one revolves around viewing challenges as opportunities. And it's funny because that is one of the IGTVs that I think a lot of people were a little scared to watch and were scrolling past. But that one gets deep. So if you get some time, because we all got the time right now, go to my IGTVs at Debbie Brown. Check those out. And yeah, I'll catch you guys next time. Let's stay open. Let's stay sane. All right. We got this. Love you guys. Peace. Big thank you for listening to this episode of the Dropping Gems podcast. This show is executive produced by Adrian Scott and me, Debbie Brown. Our theme music was created by producer Day One, and the poem that you heard at the beginning of the show, well, that was created especially for us by award-winning poet Nnamdi Okafor. If you have a quick moment right now, please hit subscribe on the show. And if you like what you heard, take it a step further and give us a 5-star rating. Until next time, you connect with me on IG at Debbie Brown or my website, debbiebrown.com. Be blessed.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.